This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And welcome back to Harlanville High School, the 2010 Harlanville Holiday Tournament. One game left on the docket. Bunker Hill and Staunton, a good rivalry matchup. And, oh, by the way, the winner will still be alive for the championship.
They're mathematically alive. It's kind of like the baseball pennant races down at the end of the season. It's going to be an interesting matchup because you got two ball clubs here, Tim, that are pretty good rivals. Let's just face it. They usually battle tooth and nail and they play each other. And there's an awful lot of stake here yet in this tournament.
And, of course, the X factor for tonight is the emotional state of the Staunton Bulldogs. How will they come out early and respond to what was a shocking defeat for them last night in overtime against the Mount Olive Wildcats? So Staunton finds himself in a position they have not been in this tournament as of late, as they are the two-time defending tournament champions. But after a tough loss on the opening night of play, they need a win tonight, a win tomorrow, and then some help along the way as well to try to get to the championship game to make it a three-peat. The Minutemen of Bunker Hill, the Bulldogs of Staunton, the lineup and the tap next.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pana, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pana, and Greenville.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home.
First National Bank has committed $2,500 in matching donations to food pantries in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville this holiday season. Join us in helping others by stopping by or mailing your donation to your local F&B banking center. Call 229-3701 for details. First National Bank, member FDIC, and your community.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond. Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Three games down, one to go. Litchfield, the Rivers, and Lincolnwood all winners earlier tonight. Staunton and Bunker Hill get set for the nightcap. Looking at the starting lineup for the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, the Staunton Bulldogs head coach Steve Moore. He will run out this starting five. Brett Kinder, a 6'1 senior. Devin Gertis, a 6'2 junior. Brady Moore, a 6'2 senior. Austin Holloway, the outstanding 6-foot sophomore. And Kyle Brower, a 6'1 senior for head coach Steve Moore. Kinder, Gertis, Brady Moore, Holloway, and Brower for the 5-3 Staunton Bulldogs. For the Bunker Hill Minutemen and their head coach Eric Van Pelt, they come into the contest 4-4. Coach Van Pelt will go with Brandon Crummelbein, a 5'9 junior. Keegan McLaughlin, a 5'9 senior. Nick Allen, a 6'3 junior. Devin Delamano, a 6'1 senior. And the big man in the middle, the 6'5 junior, Alan Manschul. Crummelbein, McLaughlin, Allen, Delamano, and Manschul for head coach Eric Van Pelt. And here we go. Kinder and Allen jump. The tap controlled by the Minutemen. They will get the basketball to start. Bunker Hill in the home white, trimmed out in the red. Staunton in the road red, trimmed out in the white. Of course, the Dogs come out in that 1-3-1. Manschul triple-teamed immediately in the post. Kicks it out to McLaughlin. Keegan McLaughlin leaves it for Nick Allen. Back in the hands of Keegan now. He wants to dribble drive. He'll pull up from 14 short. Ball tapped around, picked up by Gertis and the Dogs. And then a baseline violation as Gertis handed off to Holloway, and then Austin stepped on the baseline before he could get going. Staunton will play the 1-3-1. Of course, Steve Moore picked that up from Jim Lofka, the Hall of Fame coach from Bunker Hill. Turnover by the Minutemen, and here come the Dawgs. Brady Moore in the left corner, back out top to Holloway now. They swing it to Gertis. He's got a white headband tonight. Off it goes to Kinder now. Off the left wing in the corner to Holloway. Bunker Hill's man-to-man. On the dribble, Brower leaves it off now for Gertis. Devin attacking the right elbow, cut off, leaves it for Moore. Thought about a three instead. He will bounce it to the foul line. Ball fake, picks up the dribble, leaves it now for Holloway. Austin Holloway between the legs, crossover dribble, had it stripped, paved it to Kinder, a very athletic save that time from Holloway. The patience of the Dawgs in this possession. Gertis works baseline, leaves it for Austin. Holloway buries the left baseline J. Game's first bucket belongs to the Staunton Bulldogs and Austin Holloway. 6:40 for the opening quarter. The final game of the night here on day number two of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Minutemen working against full court pressure. Allen's pass swatted out of bounds. It'll be Bunker Hill basketball in front of the Staunton bench for a sideline trigger. Keegan McLaughlin gets it in to Crummelbine. Brandon Crummelbine into the front court, had his pocket picked by Gertis on the crossover, but Crummelbine got it back. Here comes Allen, long corner, Jay off the side of the backboard, and it's picked up by Kinder. Holloway quickly throws ahead to Brower, who finds Gertis. He is stripped on the way, his pass, and went straight into the face of Nick Allen. Foul on Bunker Hill. They get the personal on Keegan McLaughlin, his first. Baseline trigger for Austin Holloway and the Dawgs. On coming off that tough loss last night in overtime. Now Gertis fouled on the entry pass. It's going to get Delamano. For Devin Delamano, his first, team second. And it'll be a baseline trigger, this time off the right side. 6:05 for the first quarter. 2 points on the board. They belong to Staunton. Gertis dumps it to Kinder, too strong with the fadeaway. Allen with the rebound, then Gertis comes over his back. First on Gertis, first on the team. They're not going to out-jump Nick Allen. He can get off the floor in a hurry. And it goes to Crummelbine. Three-quarters court pressure now from the Dawgs. They extend that 1-3-1. Oh, Buckville throws over the top. Nice catch. Mansholt up and in for the Dawgs. Allen Mansholt has Bunker Hill on the board. We're tied at two. Off the nice feed from Crummelbine. Bunker Hill extends their man-to-man pressure out here. As it's Moore on the stage side. Now he wants to attack. Had a shot blocked in there by Allen, and it'll belong to Staunton off the deflection. And Moore didn't utilize the pump fake, and the hops of Allen swatted the shot. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. They run an inbound play. Kinder, nice spin. May have been blocked in there by Mansholt. Picked up by the Minutemen and McLaughlin. Here comes Keegan. He dumps it down. Bad pass turned over. Was looking for Mansholt on the block, but he was well covered. Two Bunker Hill turnover. Now Holloway nearly turned it over, but a bullet pass found its way to Gertis. Now Austin on the attack is fouled. I believe they will call that foul on the floor. Going to get McLaughlin. That's his second. Keegan McLaughlin has picked up two fouls the first 2 minutes and 50 seconds. And he will check out and in for the first time. Kelly McLaughlin, the 5'7 junior. Up top, Brower. Off to Holloway on the left wing. He will bring it out now, left side of the key, and reset the offense. 3 minutes gone by in the opening quarter. We're not in a deuces. Here's Holloway on the bounce. Pulls back, fires around and out, no good. Rebound hits the deck, picked up by Brady Moore. He fires and can't hit. And Kelly McLaughlin has the basketball for Bunker Hill. Into the front court. Off it goes to Crummelbine. Minutemen 4-4. The Bulldogs 5-3. Both teams 0-1 in pool play. Crummelbine being pounded out there by Gerda from the point of that 1-3-1. Nick Allen now back to Crummelbine. Right wing goes to Kelly McLaughlin. In the corner to Crummelbine, tries to dump it down to Mansholt. He's pounded and fouled. They will get Austin Holloway, his first, team second, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 4 minutes, 25 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Staunton and Bunker Hill tied at two. Back to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student-athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Miniman inbounded from the baseline. They lob it to the middle of the lane, and Nick Allen is fouled on the release, and he'll be at the foul line for a couple of charity tosses. 4:22 to play in the opening quarter. Jordan Johnson, the 5'10 senior, to the scorer's table. He'll check in at the next whistle for head coach Steve Moore and the Staunton Bulldogs. Nick Allen's first free throw is good for Allen, his first point tonight, and gives the Bunker Hill Miniman their first lead at 3-2. Johnson into the game. He will replace Gerdes, who just picked up his second personal foul. Allen gets a pair of tosses. The 4-2 Bunker Hill lead. Now they come with some full court pressure. D.L. Staunt handles it. Kinder in the backcourt. Off to Brower. Back to Kinder. One bounce. Now it's across the timeline to Holloway. Austin attack. Count it. And the foul. Austin Holloway attacking the 10 hard. He's got all four Staunton points. And he has drawn the foul on Big Allen Manschult, the first on Allen, fourth on Bunker Hill. We approach the halfway point of the opening quarter, and Holloway can give the Dogs the lead. Toss up, off the heel, no good. Kinder skies for the rebound, and his follow is off the mark. Delamano puts it away for the Minutemen. Off to Crummelbein. Here comes Kelly McLaughlin now. Leaves it back for Crummelbein. Now it's Johnson on the point of that 1-3-1. Here's McLaughlin off the right wing. In the corner goes to Crummelbein. Finds the high post to Manschult. Allen stripped on the way up. It's out of bounds, belonging to Bunker Hill. Staunton really making a concerted effort to try to keep the basketball out of the hands of Allen Manschult. He's a highly skilled big man for Dale Valentine, for Litchfield, a highly skilled big man as well. And Allen Manschult would be in that category, I would say. Ball is off the mark, no good, and it's picked up by the Dogs and Holloway. Here comes Austin Holloway. Tessels right off the shoulder of Kinder and out of bounds, deflected like a pinball. That'll be the Dogs' first turnover. Litchfield beat Gillespie earlier today, 58-39. Riverton over Mount Olive, 58-25. And the game just completed. Lincolnwood came back in the second half and beat Carlinville 49-43. Here come the Minutemen, tied at four with the basketball, trying to get inside that 1-3-1. Kelly McLaughlin off the right side of the key. High post to Manschult. Allen, back door to Allen. What a catch. Missed the reverse layup. Ball loose. Allen got it back. With the hops of Nick Allen right there, just snatched that ball out of midair. Now Kelly McLaughlin shuffles the feet on the moves of the rim. The second turnover on the Minutemen. 3:07 for the game's first quarter. The final game of the night here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Four more boys games tomorrow. We'll have three of them on the air for you beginning at 5:30 with the live coverage here on the Sports Voice of Mid-Illinois, WUSMI FM 106. We are tied at four inside of 3 minutes for the first quarter. Here's Johnson, had some trouble, got it off to Brower. Into the hands of the super soft Austin Holloway. Here's Brower left alone. He'll trigger a three, overshot it. Rebound on the floor to Allen. Into the hands of Crummelbein now. Quickly into the front court, the Minutemen. 2.5 for the first quarter, tied at four. Both teams 0-1 in pool play. Both desperately need the game here tonight. Manschult will turn and hit. Allen Manschult got four in the quarter. He knocks that down from just outside the lane. 6-4 Bunker Hill. Here come the Bulldogs. Here's Holloway off the right wing. His pass across the floor to Kinder was deflected momentarily, then back into the hands of the Dogs. 2:05 for the first quarter. Here's Brower off the left wing. He was looking for a slashing Brady Moore. Moore wasn't ready for the basketball. Good idea from Brower that time, but Moore didn't have his head up ready for the look. Three, check that, three Staunton turnovers now. with 2:02 to play in the first quarter. Full court pressure. We'll see if they tag off into a three-quarter court trap. That appears to be the plan here. Crumbelbine still in the backcourt. Gets it off to Kelly McLaughlin. His pass tipped, stolen by Kinder. Ahead quickly to Johnson. Jordan Johnson now will leave it for Kinder. Here's Brett Kinder with the bounce. Lost it. Saved by Brower, but saved right to the Minutemen and Kelly McLaughlin. 97 seconds for the opening quarter. Bunker Hill leads Staunton 6-4 here in the final night of day two, or the final game of day two, I should say. Here is Crumbelbine, open for three. That's short. Manschul with the board. Allen rises up and puts it home. Six in the quarter for Allen Manschul off the offensive rebound, and Bunker Hill doubling Staunton up 8-4. Bulldogs throw over the top of the pressure. Nice look from Holloway to Johnson. Contested layup is missed as Manschul came over with the help. Bunker Hill has the basketball up four with 63 seconds for the quarter. In for Bunker Hill for the first time, Mark Hitty, a 5'8 junior. And we've got a foul on Staunton. They're going to get Jordan Johnson. Team's fourth, Johnson's first. Kyle Brower right back to the table. He'll check in for Staunton. Kinder will head out. Moore also out of the ball game, as we have Tyler Finnegan, a 5'7 sophomore, into the contest. Here's Manschul on the attack. He is fouled as the out-of-bounds play from the baseline saw Manschul start at the foul line and cut hard towards the right block. He made the catch, drew the contact, and got the foul. Five team fouls on Staunton. They whistle the first on Brad Saketa. Johnson is out, and Nate Colley is back in, a 5'11 junior for Staunton. 58 seconds for the opening quarter. Hitty looking to get it in, does so to Crumbelbine. Keegan McLaughlin back in. He has the basketball now off to Crumbelbine. Back to Keegan McLaughlin. Three McLaughlins on the Bunker Hill roster. Here's Keegan down to Allen. Nick, quick spin off the glass. Yes. Nice spin move towards the baseline for Nick Allen for the easy deuce. A 10-4 Bunker Hill lead. Tough loss for Staunton last night, and they find themselves down six right now. 30 seconds for the quarter. Layup by Saketa missed. Here come the Minutemen, up 10-4 with the basketball. They can hold to the final shot of the quarter. Down to 20 seconds for the first. Here's Keegan McLaughlin. Off it goes to Crumbelbine. Across the floor now to Keegan. McLaughlin back to Crumbelbine. He wants a three. Open look. Back rimmed it. Followed his shot. Couldn't get it. Now commits the foul. He didn't follow it initially. He kind of faded off to the left. Then he saw the long rebound come, and he tried to change course, but he was a step late and committed the foul. His first on Crumbelbine, fifth on the team. Five team fouls on both Bunker Hill and Staunton in the first. Holloway attacking quickly, lost it off his foot, out of bounds. 3.5 seconds for the first quarter. Bunker Hill has it back, up six. Here's Crumbelbine. Ahead quickly to McLaughlin at the horn. Good as it goes. Off the heel of the rim. And after 8 minutes of play in the final game of the night, the Bunker Hill Minutemen 10, the Staunton Bulldogs 4. You're listening to the sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Whether it's your first purchase or you're an old pro, buying a home is always a big, big step. Fortunately, Bank and Trust Company's mortgage lending department has the experience it takes to help you make that step confidently and securely. Just let them know how they can assist you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts. WSMI FM 106.1.
For all the scores of tonight's action, tune in to Spotlight on Sports tomorrow morning, 7:30 on FM 106. And if you would like a podcast of our high school sporting events as well as a live stream, head to WSMIRadio.com. Just underway, second quarter. Bulldogs have the basketball to start. They are trailing by six. Here's Saketa off the left elbow. Back into the hands of Holloway now. Right side of the floor to Finnegan. Back to Colley. Here's Finnegan for a triple. Missed it off. Rebound went right to Brower. We've got a travel.
A travel on Brower. He shuffled the feet trying to power up.
Manschel back in. He was out for a quick second. Kelly McLaughlin also back in as Allen and Keegan McLaughlin will head out. On the floor for Bunker Hill, Crummelbein, Kelly McLaughlin, Delamano, Allen Manschel, and Mark Kitty. For the Dogs, Kyle Brower, Austin Holloway, Nate Calley, Tyler Finnegan, and Brad Saketa. Pass is tipped and turned over by the Miniman. Here come the Dogs. 45 seconds played in the second quarter. Saketa, nice look to Calley, missed the layup and now commits the foul. You see it so often, you miss a makeable shot, and human nature is to just reach in and commit the foul. That's what happened to Kylie right there. His first, team six. Next foul on Staunton puts the Miniman at the line. Coach Eric Van Pelt wants to talk it over with his Miniman. 7:09 for the first half. Bunker Hill 10, Staunton 4. Back to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament after this one message.
Plan your New Year's open house around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Use Prairie Farms butter to add that extra spark to the special recipe highlighting your buffet. Or create a festive holiday punch using Prairie Farms sherbet, available in several different flavors. This holiday season, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
Your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois, this is WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. The station you can count on.
Goodbye, Terry Tote back here at the Big House on West Main. The 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. The two-time defending champion Bulldogs down by six. Already in an 0-1 hold in pool play. Bunker Hill has not won the Holiday Tournament since 1993. Here's Hitty. Down in the block to Manschel. Tough bounce pass that time for the 6'5 big, and it's turned over. Here come the Dogs. Kinder, tough catch. Now Holloway attacks the 10. Left hand, yes. Austin Holloway, he's got six, so smooth with the basketball. Equally skilled with the left or the right hand. That time it was the left. 10-6, Bunker Hill leads with the ball. Trapped in the corner with Kelly McLaughlin. Good job by Manschel to come and meet. Now Hitty with the shot, no, shorted it. And the rebound off to the Dogs and Finnegan. Here comes Austin in the open floor. Spinning and travel. Seven turnovers on Staunton. That time it was a little one-on-three action, maybe a little bit too much for Holloway that time. Hitty is out, and Nick Allen back in for Bunker Hill. Eric Van Pelt, his first season at the helm of the Bunker Hill program, has his Minutemen 4-4. They're 0-1 in pool play, just like the Dog. Very important game here tonight for the tournament standing. Crummelbein, open look for a three, got it. Brandon Crummelbein buries the triple. And it's a 13-6 Miniman lead. Here comes Kinder. They break the pressure with the pass. That's how you want it done. Holloway, heart of the lane, rises up and hits. Austin Holloway's got 8 points as he hit it from the heart of the lane. And that's exactly how you want to break the pressure there. Staunton didn't dribble the ball once to break the press. Quick pass. Pass tip, finds it with a Delamano. Nice bounce feed to Manschel. Left hand turnaround, good. Allen Manschel with eight. Highly skilled is Allen Manschel, the 6'5 junior. And he's a good foul shooter, too. 5.5 for the first half. A 7-point Bunker Hill lead. Bulldogs have the basketball as Holloway feeds it in the post to Kinder. Back to Holloway now, off to Brower. Here's Austin spinning at the foul line. Fades off the mark, no good. Rebound picked up by Bunker Hill and Delamano. Here comes Kelly McLaughlin in the corner. Back to Kelly. Now he's going to fire a three. Overshot it all. And the rebound off to Holloway for the Dogs. Austin now slows it up as he crosses midcourt. In the left corner it goes to Kinder. Brett Kinder now. Behind the arc on the left side. Leaves for Brower. He'll take a three and hit. Kyle Brower hits a triple off the left wing. His first bucket tonight. And it's 15-11 Bunker Hill. 4:40 for the first half. Staunton will get Riverton tomorrow night at 8:30. Bunker Hill will get Mount Olive tomorrow at 4. That pass thrown away. Bunker Hill's sixth turnover. Chance for Staunton to make this a one-possession game with a bucket on this trip. 4 minutes, 31 seconds left in the first half. Oak Hill shows full court pressure. They trap Moore. Quickly away it goes. Middle of the floor to Kinder, back to Moore, now to Kinder, into the front court to Brower. In between the circles now, Kinder wants to set the offense. Now he leaves for Austin. Holloway, the 6 foot sophomore, started last year as a freshman, leaves it for Moore. Brady Moore, he also wears the white headband. Between the circles to Holloway, down to Gertis. Nice dump feed to Kinder, counter in the foul. Brett Kinder with his first bucket off a beautiful look that time from Gertis. And this could make it a one-point game at the 4:01 mark of the first half. Staunton missed their only free throw tonight, and that was a problem for him last night. I believe 2 of 10 was the number from the foul line in the fourth quarter, and Kinder's free throw off the back iron, too strong. Cleared out by Bunker Hill, a lead by a Duke. Gertis went for the steal, didn't get it. Now he passes and tips the pass, and a foul coming on Kelly McLaughlin. So he went for the steal, but he hustled right back into the play and tipped the very next Miniman pass, and it's stolen away. And a foul. Both teams over the limit now. Free throws the rest of the half. It'll be Brady Moore, 6'2 senior, to the foul line. Brady has not scored tonight. His thought is off the mark, no good. Rebound belongs to Nick Allen. Son has missed the front end of a 1-1 there. That was a bit of a problem for him last night as well. Here's Kelly McLaughlin. His pass tipped out. Gertis, he can be a nuisance from the point of that 1-3-1. That's always a critical element if you're going to run the 1-3-1 like Staunton does. And they had a great one in Cody Best the last few years. And Gertis taking over that role this year. Pass out of the corner to Crumbelbein. Tried to get it down to Manschultz, and it's out of bounds, and it belongs to Staunton. Well, the Bulldogs really sagging the lane. They know exactly what the Miniman want to do, and that's get the basketball into their big man, Alan Manschultz. He's got 8 points, but he's earned all 8. Here comes Holloway. Nice ball fake layup, yes. Austin Holloway, he's got 10 points. What a ball fake. He exposed the whole ball to the left side of the rim and then just sidestepped the defender and laid it in. Tied at 15. 3 minute mark, first half. Crumbelbein on the attack, overshot it all, and the rebound to Gertis. Into the hands of Holloway. He's got 10 of their 15. Kinder, good catch on the sideline to maintain. Gertis attacks, blocks, got it back, missed it. Rebound loose, tapped by Moore, cannot save it. He goes head first into the bench, knocked over the last two chairs on the end of the bench on the Bunker Hill side, but he appears to be okay. Bunker Hill basketball, 2:48 to play, first half. Been an outstanding tournament thus far. The girls' championship game set. It'll be Staunton and Litchfield Thursday night at 6:30. Allen from 12, no. We'll have the girls' championship and the boys' championship Thursday night. Live coverage does begin 6:30 here on WSMI FM 106. Here's Moore on the attack, floats it up, had to get it over the outstretched arm of Allen, and he can't put it away. Here come the Miniman, tied at 15. Keegan McLaughlin, coast to coast, missed the layup, and Holloway picks it up for the Dogs. Ahead quickly to Gertis. Devin goes up and down for the easy dude. Devin's first bucket tonight, also look from Holloway, and Staunton has a lead, 17-15. Trailed by 6 at the end of the first quarter. Keegan McLaughlin trapped in the corner, somehow got it off to Delamano, who was then fouled by Brady Moore. Bonus time for both squads here, so Devin Delamano to the free throw line. Devin, a 6'1 senior, has not scored tonight. Clock stops, a buck 56 to play first half. Devin's free throw up and good. Bunker Hill is 3 out of 3 from the foul line. Staunton, 0 of 3. Toss up. Toss is good. Delamano gets a pair, and we are tied at 17. A good old-fashioned rivalry game here tonight, Bunker Hill and Staunton. 105 seconds for the first half of play. The nightcap last night went OT. Here's Gerdes, part of the lane, around and down for Devin. He's got 4 points. And Staunton, they played in the 8:30 game last night, tonight, and they play in the 8:30 game tomorrow night as well. Here's Kitty off the window, missed it, followed by Keegan McLaughlin, is good. Tied at 19, 80 seconds for the half. Holloway now takes his time into the front court, checked out there by Hitty, man-to-man from the Minutemen. Here's Brower, wants a three, around and out. Gerdes, what a rebound, puts it up, rolled off. Now it's Moore with another crack for Staunton. He's doubled, fades from the corner, that's no good. Rebound tapped around, Kinder finally finds it, and he puts it up and in. That last rebound, two Bunker Hill players fought each other for it. The ball bounced free. Kinder, right place, right time, put it in. Hitty bounced it down to Allen, and it's off a nick out of bounds for Bunker Hill's ninth turnover of the half. Brendan Crumbabine's going to check in for the Minutemen. Mark Kitty will head out. And Kelly McLaughlin, he's also to the table. He will check in for Keegan McLaughlin. A two-point Staunton lead, 45 seconds for the half. The Dogs have the basketball. Holloway taking his time into the front court. Austin now top of the key. Off it goes to Brady Moore. Between the circles now, back to Moore. Half a minute to play, first half. Dogs just holding for the final shot here in their two-point lead. Into the hands now of Jake Mahan. He's just checked in. Back to Holloway, the floor general with 13 seconds. You saw how important the point guard is in the last game when Carnegie fouled out for the Cavs. Here's Holloway. He's got it in his hands with five. To the right elbow. Turned it over. Moore tries to save it. Does so to Mahan. That will not count. Staunton cannot get a shot off at the end of the first half. Good basketball game here in the nightcap. At the half, it is Staunton 21, Bunker Hill 19. It's been a full 2 days of basketball here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. When we come back, we're going to talk about the tournament as a whole with Carlinville Athletic Director Darren Deneen. We will do that when we come back following these messages.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment. Or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
This broadcast is brought to you by M&M Service Company, your natural resource of people, products, service, and solutions. PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville. Greg Hines at Hines Furniture, a block and a half west of the Carlinville Square. Cravagna Funeral Homes in Gillespie and Bunnell. And by the Sinmar Corporation in Carlinville.
Drew Ford in Gillespie, Macoupin County's one and only new Ford dealer, is a no-hassle dealer. Right now at Drew Ford, check out a 2011 Ford Fusion. It gets an estimated 33 miles per gallon highway, and you get a $2,000 rebate. Happy New Year from everyone at Drew Ford in Gillespie, serving the area since 1967.
Through January 21st, add New Madison Communications high-speed internet and get equipment, activation, and your first 2 months all for free. Existing customers can get activation and equipment for free and pay their current rate for the upgrade service for the first 2 months. 10 meg service is just a phone call away at 1-800-422-4848.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Hillsboro Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsboro Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsboro Energy.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, at halftime of the final game of the night, it's a good one. Staunton leading Bunker Hill 21-19, and a chance now to catch up with the athletic director here at Carlinville High School, Mr. Darren Deneve. And Darren, thank you for a few minutes here.
Always appreciate having me on, Tim.
Well, Darren, so far, I mean, this tournament, it's at least the boys' portion, we've had about as many competitive games over the first 2 days as I can remember in recent memory.
Oh, I think so, too. And you know, it's just it's a balanced tournament. Like, you know, we had Mount Olive beating Staunton. That's like a 7 seed over a 2 seed. Both Carlinville games have been really close. You know, that was 8-1 and 8-5, and you know, this game is real close. It's I guess that's really how you want to have a tournament. You want to have evenly matched teams and competitive games.
And so much goes into playing a tournament, obviously, and I guess you got to be happy that you didn't get the weather this week that was around last week.
Absolutely. I've been lucky, I should knock on wood here, in my 4 years as athletic director, we really haven't had much of a worry on the weather, and it's going to happen one of these years where I really have to decide, you know, what we're going to do if there's a big snowstorm coming or something like that. But we've been lucky.
We've talked about it before in the sports show, just about how there's not as many officials around as there used to be. How much of a challenge is that for you when you're trying to put together a tournament where you got to have a lot of officials for basically a solid week?
So far, it hasn't been too bad, but you know, even with some of the conversations I've had with some of these guys the last couple days, I generally schedule the officials a year or two in advance, and some of them are already starting to tell me, look, I may only do this another year, I may only do it 2 more years, and I think in about 2 years I'm going to have some trouble finding officials.
So you're going to have to get your striped shirt out.
Well, we might. I've been joking with Coach Rigoni and our soccer coach, Tim Gould, who runs the clock, that we ought to get a crew together and just enjoy basketball in that fashion instead of some of the other stuff that we deal with.
Well, Darren, you guys here at Carlinville, whether it's a holiday tournament or just regular season games, you guys really know how to put on an event, and that doesn't happen by accident.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim. You know, I think the big key is that we really have a nice gym. You know, you have to have that to start with. We concede a lot of people. And then after that, we have a lot of good people that help us, from, you know, Pat Drew, our principal, to Ken Garrison, Dean of Students, and our custodial staff, our kitchen staff, who helps with the hospitality room. The basketball boosters are outstanding with the concession stand, and they help with ticket taking. We have a good core of people who don't mind keeping the book and running the clock and that sort of thing. It takes a whole bunch of people to put a tournament on, but it's gotten to the point where a lot of people just sort of expect to help. And, you know, it's worked out, but it doesn't go with a little bit of organization, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic tournament year in and year out. We got one more night of school play in the boys' tournament tomorrow. Then, of course, championship night on Thursday. The girls' championship semis were completed earlier today, Darren, and the championship game will be Staunton and Litchfield Thursday night at 6:30 live here on WSMI. That should be a good title.
I think so, too. I watched the two teams play earlier this season when I was scouting. It was a competitive game. Litchfield had the upper hand that night, but I think Staunton could absolutely give them a game and even win the game. Staunton is very big and more athletic than you realize when you first watch them. They have more team speed than I realized and until I played them. And Litchfield is very fast. Their post players in particular run the floor really well, and they're good passers. And, of course, Litchfield always likes to play fast and to get some shots off, and they got a couple three-point shooters. It should be a competitive, I think, a high-scoring title game.
Well, there, if people are thinking about coming out either tomorrow or Thursday, obviously plenty of parking. City will not be an issue.
Come on out. We absolutely will make room for you. We have, like I said, a big parking lot and big enough gym, and we're looking forward to having a packed house on Thursday night, but why not have a packed house tomorrow night too? You know, we're always happy to have people out here. It's $4 to get in. It's pretty cheap entertainment, really, when it comes down to it.
Absolutely. Darren Deneen, the athletic director here at Carlinville, thanks for the time, and enjoy the rest of the tournament.
All right. I appreciate you having me up here on the second floor.
That's right. Darren Deneen, the athletic director here at Carlinville. We're back with the second half of Staunton and Bunker Hill after these messages.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, just about everything for your flooring needs with financing available. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop by just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
Film development has never been so easy at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony Picture Station. And Safemore Pharmacy makes your prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Here we go with the second half. Bunker Hill gets it first. They immediately turn the basketball over, and the Bulldogs have it right back in the third quarter. Just 20 seconds gone by. A two-point dog lead. Three ball up, and three ball buried by Kyle Brower off the left wing. His second triple tonight. The lead up to five, the biggest of the night for Staunton. Staunton outscored Bunker Hill 17-9 in the second quarter to take the halftime lead. Right back at you, Alan Manschultz. He's into double digits with 10. He elevated high for the catch and put it home. Manschultz led Bunker Hill scoring in the first half with 8 points. Leading scorer for Staunton in the first half, Austin Holloway with 10. Austin trapped in the corner, lost it, turned it over. Picked up by Krummelbein. Just underway, third quarter. 24-21, Bulldog lead. Both teams 0-1 in pool play. They are both desperate for a W here tonight. You don't want to go 0-2 in pool play. That is kicked out front by Gertis in the point of the 1-3-1. And it'll be the Minutemen to sideline trigger with Keegan McLaughlin. In the backcourt it goes to Krummelbein. Back into the hands of McLaughlin now. Over it goes to Krummelbein. High post to Manschultz. He's doubled. Boy, Staunton's really hounded Alan Manschultz all game long. Alan's pass from the corner tipped, stolen. Here come the dogs. Off it goes to Holloway, now to Gertis. Gertis will leave for Brower. He'll try it again. He got it again. Kyle Brower back-to-back triples to start the third quarter. The lead is six. He's got 9 points, all from triples. Alan, nice pass. Manschultz up high. Didn't dunk it, but he was close. He's got a dozen. Great feed from Nick Allen. Back and forth we go. Long-time rivals here. Bunker Hill and Staunton doing battle in the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Brower, heat check. He missed it. It was short. Krummelbein with the rebound. He hit the deck. He might have turned his ankle. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. Brandon Krummelbein skied for the board. The 5'9 junior came down awkwardly on the ankle, lost the basketball. Then it was a scrum, and it wound up being a jump ball. Possession arrow belongs to Staunton. Krummelbein's going to stay in the game, though, kind of limping around out there. 5:47 to play, third quarter. Our live coverage tomorrow will begin at 5:30 here on FM 106. Three more games for you. Gertis on the block. Two more. Back to Gertis now. Carlinville Gillespie tomorrow at 5:30. Then at 7, Litchfield and Lincolnwood. And then Staunton and Riverton at 8:30 tomorrow night. All three games live here on WSMI. Pass thrown out of bounds by the Dogs. It'll belong to Bunker Hill. The ninth turnover on Staunton. that Litchfield-Lincolnwood game at 7 tomorrow. The winner of that game will be in the championship game as both the Purple Panthers and the Lancers 2-0 in Red Pool play. So that will be a de facto semifinal tomorrow night at 7. Riverton also 2-0 in pool play as they will take on Staunton tomorrow at 8:30. Here's Kelly McLaughlin, corner three, too strong. Brower with the board. 4-point lead for Staunton. 3 minutes gone by, second half. Here's Holloway. Off it goes to Brower. Into the hands of Holloway now, the outstanding sophomore point guard. Very skilled. He leaves it now for Brady Moore. Back into the hands of Austin now. In the post to Gertis. Kicks it. Brower, another three ball. Banked it in. Holy cow. That one was Brady Moore. Excuse me. Banked in the triple off the left wing. What Staunton has hit. Three triples in the quarter. Here's Keegan McLaughlin. Trapped in trouble. Got it off to Mantle. Finds Allen. Nick. Count it. And the foul. Nick Allen with six. Great look that time from Allen Mansholt as a 6'5 junior was trapped in Coffin's corner. But when you're 6'5, he was able to see over the top, found Allen, who absorbed the contact, finished the play, and now he'll get an and-one opportunity. It's a 5-point Staunton lead, 4.5 for the third quarter. Allen tonight has 6 points. That's his first point since the first quarter. His free throw back rim too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Brady Moore and the Dogs. Here comes Kinder into the front court. Brett Kinder. He'll bring it between the circles. Now right side it goes to Brower. Kyle Brower thought about a three, decides against it instead into the hands of Brady Moore between the circles. Back to Brower. He's going to take it this time. Got it again. Kyle Brower. His third triple of the quarter. He's got 4 in the game. The lead is up to 8. 33-25. Staunton leads Bunker Hill. 4:04 for the third quarter. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to the 2010 Carbonville Holiday Tournament. Back after this one message.
This game is brought to you by Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville, the Benty Shell Food Mart serving the WSMI listing area, Sloan Implement just off the Shipman Blacktop in Carlinville, and by Plaza Truck Service in Carlinville. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Four scores tomorrow morning. Tune into Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 on WSMI AM and FM, and of course, for podcasts and live streams, go to WSMIRadio.com. Kyle Brower has come out on fire. 3 triples in the quarter. The lead is up to 8. Here's Keegan McLaughlin. He'll try a triple. Missed it. Rebound to Crumblebine. He'll pull it out. Here's McLaughlin again. He'll penetrate to the left elbow. Dumps down to Delamano. Puts it up. Kind of rolled off the back of the rim. Picked up by Allen. It's good. Nick Allen with 8. Delamano's shot almost came to a rest on the heel of the rim. Just squirted off into the hands of Allen for the Duke. The lead is 6. Brower's got his left hand up and I want the basketball behind the arc. And Staunton throws it away. Al Brower is feeling it right now. He wants the basketball. He's hit 3 triples in the quarter, 4 in the game. All 4 of Staunton's made shots in the quarter have been 3. Bunker Hill breaks the pressure. Handled it without a dribble. Here's Crumblebine off to Allen now. Nick Allen back to Crumblebine over to Keegan McLaughlin. He'll try a 3. Got it. Keegan McLaughlin buries a left wing triple. His first 3 ball of the night. He's got 5 points. The lead down to 3. It's a good game. Has been since the opening tap. Staunton played overtime last night in the nightcap. Ball deflected out of bounds as Brower was in the corner. Allen swatted it out of there. 2:50 for quarter number 3. Substitution here. Jordan Johnson in for Staunton. Brady Moore is out. And it looks like Brad Saketa has checked in as well for Devin Gertis. And it goes to Holloway. Stands between the circles. His Dogs up by 3 with the basketball. Here's Saketa to Holloway. Austin, Brower. Pump fake to 3. Back to Holloway now. In the post, it goes to Johnson to Brower. He's going to try it again. This one is short. May have been partially blocked by Mansholt on the closeout. But the rebound picked up by the Dogs and Brower. A second opportunity for Staunton. Here's Saketa. Little ball fake leaves for Kinder. Open. Look for three. Back rimmed it. And on the rebound, Delamano hits the deck hard. And we've got a foul coming out on Staunton. They're going to get Brower with the personal. First foul of the half on Staunton. Second foul in the game for Brower. A 33-30 Staunton lead. Miniman have the basketball. 2:13 to play, third quarter. Here's Krummelbein for the tie. Got it. Brandon Krummelbein, his second triple of the night. We are knotted at 33, and the shooting from behind the arc is on fire here in the third quarter. 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Knotted at 33. Brower has the basketball off to Kinder now. Into the hands of Holloway. Austin spinning at the foul line. Kick. Kinder thought about a three, decides against it. He penetrates, floats it up, missed it. Look at Nick Allen. Sky for the rebound. Quick outlet to Keegan McLaughlin. Keegan into the lane. Kicks it to Krummelbein behind the arc. He will pull it back now. Left side of the key. They'll reset the offense. 90 seconds for the third quarter. In the right corner it goes to Delamano. Back to Keegan McLaughlin. Into the hands of Delamano. They skip the Krummelbein. Lob to Allen. Reverse layup. Missed it. Followed by Manschul. Good. The Minutemen have the lead. Allen Manschul with 14. 35-33. The Minutemen weathered the shooting barrage in the early part of the period from the Dogs. 65 seconds for the third. Here's Brower off the right wing. He will get it back into the hands of Holloway. Now to Saketa. He kicks it. Brower wants to penetrate. Spins at the elbow. Leaves for Holloway. 55 seconds for the quarter. Austin, hesitation. Spins. Hangs. And is fouled. With 50 seconds for the quarter. It'll be the first team foul of the quarter on Bunker Hill. And Austin Holloway to the foul line as the personal foul whistled on Keegan McLaughlin. That is his third. Austin Holloway has 10 points tonight. All of them came in the first half. His free throw. Around and out, and Austin has missed both his tosses tonight. Kelly McLaughlin in, Keegan McLaughlin out with his third personal. The Bunker Hill lead stays at two. Holloway, second toss, he is good. He gets one out of two. He's got 11 points, his first point here in the third quarter. A 35-34 Bunker Hill lead, 45 seconds to play in the quarter. Here's Kelly McLaughlin off the left wing. He will skip it across to Krummelbein. Back to Kelly now. McLaughlin. Back to Krummelbein. Little two-man action now out front. Back to Kelly McLaughlin. Half a minute for the quarter. High post to Manschul. He's got a fire from 17, no. Rebound to Allen. Yes. Nick Allen has the putback bucket. He's into double figures with 10. That's a nice 1-2 big combo there. Allen Manschul and Nick Allen. They can really work some high-low action. Although that time it was just simply Manschul firing a 17-footer and Allen using his leaping ability for the offensive rebound. 5 seconds for the quarter. Bunker Hill leads by three. Here's Saketa for the tie around and out at the horn. And after three quarters of play, we got a good one. Bunker Hill 37, Staunton 34. Back with the money quarter right after these messages.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics, are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Hana, and Greenville.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
And Illini football and basketball doubleheader tomorrow. First, Illinois takes on Baylor in the Texas Bowl, followed by the Illini's Big Ten opener in Iowa City. Live coverage tomorrow, 4:30 on the Ox 105.3 WAOX. football and basketball tomorrow, back-to-back on the Ox. Here come the Minutemen to start the fourth quarter. Mansell had it ripped away from behind by Jordan Johnson as the big fella had it above his head. Johnson just jumped up and swiped it away, but Bunker Hill tracked it down. Good hustle by Mansell to not give up on the play. A three-point BH lead. Shot missed. Ball tapped around. Finds its way to Mansell. His 17-footer too strong. Kelly McLaughlin keeps it alive. And on the entry pass, you've got a foul on Staunton as Saketa was on the back of Nick Allen. Staunton only one out of five in the foul or from the foul line in the game. Bunker Hill, four out of five. And the Minutemen lead by three in the corner to Kelly McLaughlin. Just underway, fourth quarter. Kelly on the attack, had it blocked in there, and the Bulldogs pull it down with Brower, and he is pounded under his own basket, and it's finally deflected out by Bunker Hill. It'll stay with Staunton, 7:05 for the ballgame. 37-34. Bunker Hill led 10-4 after the first. Staunton led 21-19 at the half. And the Minutemen hold a three-point lead as we are just underway in the fourth. Here comes Holloway, spinning into the lane, off to Saketa, now to Moore. Back to Saketa. Brad Saketa tried to feed the post, and the 6'5 Mansell stuck his arms up and just grabbed the basketball. Like a vacuum cleaner, he just brought it down. 6:45 for the contest. A three-point Minutemen lead. Here's Allen in the corner. Back to Keegan McLaughlin. Ball faked a three across the floor to Crumbine on the block to Delamano. Back to Crumbine now. Into the hands of Keegan McLaughlin to Allen. He wants a corner three around and out for Nick Allen. Oh, he almost got that puppy to go home. Ahead quickly, Staunton. Good catch by Johnson to Saketa now. Inside the foul line. Penetrate and foul by Nick Allen. It was clean up top, but I believe Nick got him with the body. And the clock will stop at the 6:18 mark of the fourth quarter. Brad Saketa to the foul line. Brad, 6'1 junior, has not scored tonight. And he's to the line for two tosses. Free throw is around and down for Saketa. A two-point Bunker Hill lead. Johnson out, Kinder back in for the Dogs. Steve Moore, Staunton Bulldogs. Eric Van Pelt, Bunker Hill Minutemen, locked in a duel here in the final game of day number two at the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Saketa's toss is good. Brad got a pair. And it's a one-point Bunker Hill lead, 37-36. Bunker Hill lost to Riverton yesterday, 65-43, in the first game of the day. Then in the last game of the day was Staunton losing in overtime to Mount Olive, 57-53. So both teams desperately need the game here tonight. We've got a jump ball underneath as Allen and Holloway were tied up with it. And possession says we'll go the other way with Staunton. That'll be the 12th turnover on the Bunker Hill Minutemen. 6 minutes left, ball game. We're on the odd point, 37-36. Bunker Hill has the lead. Staunton has the ball. Taking the time against the pressure. Now Saketa into the front court. Off it goes to Brady Moore. Into the hands of Holloway now. Sophomore point guard wants to set up the offense. Here's Kinder. Back into the hands of Holloway. Bunker Hill man-to-man. Here's Kinder. On the attack, off the window, too strong. Saketa with the offensive rebound. Kinder will try again, short from the corner. Good blockout that time by Nick Allen to secure the board. Here comes Keegan McLaughlin. Bounce pass. Delamano, head fake, count it, and the foul. Beautifully done by the Minuteman there. The bounce pass from Keegan McLaughlin was perfect. And then that pump fake by Devin Delamano got the defender in the air, and then he finished the bucket. Saketa's third personal foul. Fourth team foul on Staunton. And Devin Delamano to the foul line. His toss is good. Five for Delamano. A big three-point play there. A four-point Minutemen lead, 40-36. We close in five-minute mark ball game. In the corner to Gertis. He's trapped. His pass is deflected by Mansholt and went right up top to Saketa. Mansell deflected that under the basket. It went straight back towards half court and picked up by Saketa. Here's Gurdon. Nice look to Kinder. Got Allen in the air. And Nick Allen, it will be whistled for his second personal foul. Third team foul to half of Bunker Hill. 4:49 to play here in the fourth. And we've got a timeout on the floor with 4:49 left. Bunker Hill leads Staunton 40-36, and you're listening to the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament on the Sports Voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Member FDIC.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tim Mize back here tonight, Cap, and just like last night, the final game of the day is a thriller. Staunton and Bunker Hill locked in a duel. The Minutemen leading the Dogs 40-36. Staunton has the basketball with 4:40 left. Here's Holloway. Attacks. Gets it up. No. Saved. No. Kinder tried to save it. It was on the baseline, out of bounds. Holloway thought he was fouled. No whistle on the play. Saketa out. Brower back in. He was in Fuego to start the third quarter. He hit three triples in the third. Has been quiet since. Staunton as a team hit four threes in that third quarter before Bunker Hill surged back. Here comes Kinder on the attack, up and in after the Bunker Hill turnover. Brett Kinder has his 6 point tonight and is back to a 2 point game. Here comes Keegan McLaughlin. It is poked away from behind. Oh no! They're going to say he just lost it out of bounds, and it'll be Staunton basketball. 4:18 to play, ball game. And Eric Van Pelt, he wants an explanation, and the official just gives him the stop sign and tells him to sit down. It looked like it was poked away, but if the official doesn't see it, doesn't see it. Ford, 40, 38, 4:13 to play, ball game. Here's Kinder taking his time into the front court. Looks like Bunker Hill is in a zone piece now. On the attack, Kinder lost it, went right to Holloway. Moore for the lead. Got Brady Moore, buries the right wing triple. His second three of the night for all six of his points. And it's a 41-40 Staunton lead. And now Allen throws it away. He threw it too tall for the 6'5 man, Schultz. And the Bunker Hill Minutemen, now down by a point after their 15th turnover, have given it back to Staunton. 3:46 to play in the fourth. And if you throw it over Manschul's head, you've thrown it too tall. If Minutemen stay in zone, it looks like they will. And here's Holloway between the circles. Now Bunker Hill's back to man now. 3.5 for the ball game. They went in zone one possession, gave up a triple. Now they're back to man-to-man. Here's Gurdon. Spins. Attack blocked by Manschul. Picked up by Kinder. Fouled in the release. 3:26 to play in the ball game. And Brett Kinder at the free throw line. Crumblebine with the foul, his second. Funny how sports works, as the foul line was the problem for Staunton last night, only 2 out of 10 in the fourth quarter, and now they find themselves in the fourth quarter right back at the foul line, and Kinder too strong with the first toss. Gotta make your free throws in a close basketball game. Kinder's second toss is around and out. Missed the pair. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Staunton. Bunker Hill dodged a couple of free throw bullets there. 41-40. Staunton leads. Bunker Hill has the ball. They will inbound against full court pressure. And it goes to Crumblebine. He's in the corner. Quickly in the middle of the floor to McLaughlin. 3-on-1. Keegan pulls up. Missed it. And the ball tapped out. It belongs to Staunton. a 3-on-1 fast break that time, and the basketball never left the hands of Keegan McLaughlin. Had a good look, just short of the floater. We close in, 3-minute mark, ball game, 41-40 Staunton. We've had some battles here in this tournament so far. Championship night on Thursday, Gertis Travis. We'll have the girls' championship game at 6:30, the boys' championship game at 8, both games live on WSMI FM 106. Staunton Litchfield for the girls' title, and the boys' title, it's anybody's guess right now. We still got a full day of basketball to decide that tomorrow. Another turnover for Bunker Hill. Allen saved it momentarily as he dove into the stage, but it's out of bounds. It belongs to Staunton. 16-minute in turnover. Bulldogs, another tight game here tonight. Lost in overtime last night to Mount Island. Now they're ahead of Bunker Hill by a single point, 2:35 for the contest. Brower's pass intended for Holloway went right past him all the way across the floor to Kinder. Fortunate were the Bulldogs there. Back door, Gertis. Holloway, layup good. A baker's dozen for Austin Holloway. Again, the full court pressure. Crumabine to Keegan McLaughlin. Overshot it. 17th Bunker Hill turnover. And the Minutemen want a timeout.
Slipping away a little bit from Bunker Hill. A lot of turnovers. 2:16 to play in the ballgame. Staunton 43, Bunker Hill 40. You're listening to the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Timeout on the floor. Back after these messages.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Bunker Hill has had a lot of turnovers here in the last couple of minutes against the full court pressure. They find themselves down 3 and on defense. Here come the Dogs. Brady Moore off the left wing. Staunton had the lead late last night as well. Find themselves in a similar situation. Although this game's been much more back and forth. Last night, Monolith really controlled that game the entire way. Staunton made a run, as knew they would, but ultimately the Wildcats controlled that game from the tap. This game has been much more back and forth. 43-40, 100 seconds for the game. Staunton, they're just running clock. They got a 3-point lead. They don't need to shoot again. Minutemen have gone man-to-man, as they've been most of the night. You got to start going for the steal. Think about fouling. Now Coach Van Pelt saying, we got a foul. Got a foul. Still not fouling. And now Manschult will foul. Minute 18 for the ball game. And you put Staunton to the foul line. So far in the fourth quarter, they're 2 out of 4. So 3 out of 9 for the game. Substitutions, Crumbelbine out, Kelly McLaughlin in. That's only the fifth team foul, so Bunker Hill's got to give 2 more fouls to put Staunton to the line. And they will give it again. It's always nice not to be close to the bonus until you're at the end of the game and you want to foul and put the team at the line. Then you got to waste some seconds to get into the bonus. That's the sixth team foul. The next one will put the Dogs to the free throw line. And it goes to Holloway. Not really the guy you want to foul there. He will bring it out between the circles, 65 seconds. Off it goes to Brady Moore, to Allen, and Nick will give the foul quickly. 62 seconds for the game. Nick Allen, his third personal, 17 foul, 1 in bonus for Staunton. A They missed the front end of a couple 1-1s late in last night's game. Crummelbine back in, Kelly McLaughlin out. And Steve Moore wants a timeout. He got another good game here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Staunton 43, Bunker Hill 40. We're back after this one message.
Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today, like saving for the future. Bank and Trust Company has a variety of ways to help you plan for the financial road ahead, including savings accounts, IRAs, and CDs. Just ask which options are best for you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Tim Mize back with you here at the Big House on West Main. It's been a fun night of basketball here on WSMI. As in our first game on the air tonight, Riverton defeated Mount Olive 58-25, and Lincolnwood came back in the second half on Carlinville 49-43. And here in the nightcap, the Dogs with the lead over the Minutemen 43-40, make it 44-40 as Brady Moore hits the front end of the 1-1. That was a big one. And the game, or the first game of the day, I should say, Litchfield defeated Gillespie 58-39. Moore missed the second toss. Gertis with the rebound. Huge offensive rebound for Devin Gertis. Into the hands of Holloway. Off to Moore. He will hold, and he is fouled by Nick Allen. Four on Allen. So in the red pool, Litchfield, they are 2-0. Lincolnwood is 2-0, and they will meet tomorrow night at 7. The winner of that game will play for the championship Thursday night at 8. Brady Moore's free throw is good. He's hit 2 out of 3 here in the last couple of moments. As far as the green pool goes, a little more open here. Riverton is 2-0. If Staunton holds on here, they will face the Hawks tomorrow night with a lot of the line. Moore knocks down both tosses. He's got 9. Staunton making their free throws tonight. Perhaps lesson learned after last night. Crummelbine into the front court, tripped by Kinder. Staunton not in the bonus, though, just the fifth team foul. It would not put Bunker Hill to the foul line. 46 seconds left in the game. A 6-point spread for Staunton. It'll be a sideline trigger stage side for Keegan McLaughlin and the Minutemen. See Hall of Fame coach Jim Lofka standing on the stage. Of course, Bunker Hill fans, they always sit on the stage. Uh-oh, stolen. Crummelbine cross-court pass stolen by Holloway. And what a layup by Austin. He hung in the air and just kind of floated it up and in overhand. An 8-point lead with half a minute to play. Keegan McLaughlin fouled by Kinder with 24 seconds left. Still not in the bonus. Not a bad foul there as McLaughlin had a clear pass to the basket. Foul given. Next foul will put Bunker Hill at the line. Just 24 seconds left, an 8-point lead for Staunton. And it goes to Crummelbine. Here's Manschult. Tough turnaround Jay from the corner, no. Allen skies to the rebound, can't get it. Saved by Kinder, but he saved it right out of bounds. It'll belong to Bunker Hill. 17.5 seconds for the game, down by 8. Bunker Hill is going to fall to 0-2 in pool play. They will face Mount Olive tomorrow at 4. Here is McLaughlin. Keegan will fire the three. No. Off to Allen. He puts it up and in. Nick Allen puts it home. He's now got a dozen points.
And Coach Eric Van Pelt wants a timeout. 8.8 seconds left in the ball game. Looks like Staunton, barring some craziness, will hold on here. And this sets up a very interesting day tomorrow. Mount Olive and Bunker Hill play at 4. If Bunker Hill beats Mount Olive tomorrow, that means both those teams will be 1-2, and that would make the Staunton-Riverton nightcap the semifinal, because then free throw percentage would not matter. It would be head-to-head, and if Staunton knocked off the Hawks, they would still play for the title and be able to defend their crown. So the game at 4 o'clock tomorrow, we won't have it for you on the radio, but Mount Olive, Bunker Hill, and away, Terry, that's become the most important game in the tournament.
Isn't it ironic how it's boiled down? All going back to last night's overtime loss by Staunton.
Absolutely. It just proves, obviously everyone knows it, but in a tournament, every game is so important. And you never know how it's going to play out after it's all said and done. But Staunton still might find themselves in line for a shot at the championship after all is said and done. Still a lot of basketball to be played before we get to that point.
The dog's got to go the length of the floor up six, and it goes to Holloway. He will hold, and he is fouled. One in bonus for the Staunton Bulldogs and Austin Holloway. Austin has 15 points tonight. Just a solid performer is Austin Holloway. Just the ability to make tough shots.
And I think if you're looking for somebody to be at the free throw line, this is probably one kid you want there.
Absolutely. Started last year as a freshman, and the toss is around and out. He missed it. Rebound off to Bunker Hill. That's going to do it. 3-2-1. Crumbavine at the horn. It won't matter. Staunton defeats the Minutemen of Bunker Hill 48-42. And that has set up a very intriguing final day of pool play here at the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. If Bunker Hill beats Mount Olive tomorrow and Staunton beats Riverton, the Dogs will play for the championship for the third consecutive year as they have won the title the last two seasons.
I think a great comment would be, who to thunk?
Who to thunk?
Who to thunk?
48-42, the final of the nightcap. Another great day of high school basketball here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, wrap it all up for you right after these messages.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Happy holidays from farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy. Now that all the preparations are behind us, we can relax and enjoy this magical time of year. Make entertaining easy with farmer-owned Prairie Farms French onion dip for chips and vegetables. Everyone at Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville wishes you the best for the holidays and the new year ahead.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment. Or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Yep, 2 days in the book and so far it has been outstanding basketball here at the 2010 installment of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. And the game just concluded. Staunton bounces back after a tough loss last night, and they defeat their rivals from Bunker Hill 48-42. Let's look at the totals for you. First, for Bunker Hill, they were led in scoring by Alan Manschel. He finishes with 14 points, but he was not in the scorebook in the fourth quarter. Nick Allen with a dozen points, only two in the fourth. It was then Brandon Crumbelbine with six. Keegan McLaughlin had five, and Devin Delamano had five for the Minutemen as well. Had Bunker Hill 5 of 6 from the foul line, only 6 attempts when they had such a size advantage on the inside, and had the Minutemen down for 18 turnovers, quarters of 10, 9, 8, and 5 in the fourth for their game total of 42. Minutemen now 4-5 on the season, 0-2 in pool play. For the Staunton Bulldogs, now 6-3 on the year. They are 1-1 in pool play. They will take on the Riverton Hawks tomorrow night at 8:30. They were led in scoring by Austin Holloway. Austin, the leading scorer in the ballgame. He finishes with 15 points. Kyle Brower had 12. He was on fire from beyond the arc in the third quarter. Hit 3 triples in the third, 4 for the game for his 12 points. Those are the two Dogs in double figures. It was then Brady Moore with 9. Brett Kinder had 4. Devin Gertis with 4, and Brett Zaketa had 2 points for the Dogs. Had him 6 out of 14 from the free throw line, a dozen turnovers, quarters of 4, 17, 13, and 14 for Staunton's game total of 48 as they outscored Bunker Hill 14-5 in the final 8 minutes of play.
And Tim, you know, if you look at tomorrow night's game, if you throw the tournament records out, it's going to be a great lineup of games tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll start with Mount Olive Bunker Hill at 4, and then we're on the air at 5:30 with Carlinville and Gillespie. at 7, Litchfield and Lincolnwood. Both of those teams 2-0 in pool play. So the winner of that game will play for the championship on Thursday night. And then at 8:30 tomorrow night, it'll be Staunton and Riverton. And depending on what happens in the 4 o'clock game between Bunker Hill and Mount Olive, if Bunker Hill wins, the winner of Staunton-Riverton will play for the championship. And we're happy to be joined now by the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, Steve Moore. And I guess, Steve, redemption is a nice thing.
Yeah, first off, I'm a huge Bunker Hill fan tomorrow night.
Absolutely you are, right?
But, of course, even if they would win, we have to take care of business, and Riverton's playing very well. But, yeah, tonight we fought through this. Bunker Hill always plays us hard. We feel like Monal, Bunker Hill, Gillespie, they all, whenever we match up with them, they just play us so hard. And, you know, kudos to Bunker Hill with good effort. Our kids made some plays down the stretch. I'm kind of stuffed up here, so I'm breathing hard and lost my voice.
Coach, I would imagine that really deep down you probably didn't really know what to expect from your kids tonight, how they would come out. You got down 10-4 in that first quarter, but you really responded nicely after that.
Yeah, I thought we gave good effort. We're just having a hard time executing. The effort was there. I thought Devin Gertis in the first quarter was phenomenal defensively. He was helping on the boards, and then he got a second foul, and we kind of fell apart a little bit. Allowed Manchel to get going a little bit in the first quarter, and then I think we did a decent job on him after that. We're a different team when Devin, he always plays good defense, but when he helps on the boards, we're pretty tough in that area. And then later on, Kyle Brower made some huge shots. And then near the end, Brett Kinder stayed after it. He was having a rough go of it at the line and from the field, but he stayed after and made a couple big buckets.
Didn't have a two-point field goal in the third quarter. 4 threes and a free throw, that was your scoring in the third. That's a little unusual.
It's unusual for us to make free throws. I don't know. It's you know, back in the old days when I had a little more air and a lot less weight, I used to shoot the free throws pretty well, but I was slow and couldn't jump, so I needed to do something. And it's frustrating for me how poorly we are at the line. You know, we got kids in practice, knock them down, and then in the games, I guess it's a different mindset. We just talk about it, you know, whether it's 1,000 people in the gym or one, it should be the same rhythm and same routine every time. They're putting in the work, and it's going to come, but we got to quit dropping games because, you know, what we're doing at the free throw line.
You wound up 6-for-14 at the line, but I thought in the fourth quarter, when you really needed them to ice the game, I thought your kids stepped up and made some pressure throws for you.
Yeah, they did. You know, how many front ends have we missed? That's like last night, we're 9-for-23, but 2 or 3 front ends, to me, that's, you know, basically 9-for-26. And I thought Brady Moore, I think, made a key front end. Austin Holloway had a couple free throws. Brad Saketa was a huge one. He got fouled earlier and maybe started the fourth quarter and knocked 2 down. And those were 2 key free throws for us. So you're right, like, we weren't good from the line, but we got maybe the ones we had to have.
Well, see, since you've been the head coach, your calling card has been that tremendous 1-3-1 zone defense, and you outscored Bunker Hill 14-5 in the fourth quarter. You mentioned Devin Gertis a moment ago on the point of that 1-3-1, and he just seems to have kind of that build that is just meant for the point of that zone.
He does, and, you know, Cody Best was similar to Devin a couple years ago. They're long, they're lanky. You know, if we were a man-to-man team, I think they'd be average defenders. They'd get by on some athleticism. But you put them on the front of that point defense, and all of a sudden they become dynamic ball players. And Devin's always kind of been growing up like an offensive guy, and, you know, defense came secondary. And now I think he's known through the area as one of the top defenders. I'm very proud of his effort. And I think once he gets going offensively, because coming into this tournament, he's actually leading us in scoring. With all the defensive things he gives us. So I think once he gets going, we're going to be pretty tough. We just got to make a few more shots, make a few more free throws. And tonight, offensive rebounds, you know, they're a little bit bigger than us, but they hurt us a little bit in the third and fourth quarter there.
Well, I believe for the third tournament here in a row here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, you're going to face Riverton, and a lot on the line for you against the Hawks tomorrow night. But talk about pressure man-to-man defense. There's never a free trip up the floor against the Hawks.
No, and we know what they're going to do. They're going to be physical. You know, 2 years ago they tried to take Cody Best out of it, and last year they tried to take Goble out of it. But that's the key. We've always had those senior guards that were so good. And, you know, Holloway's going to be put to the test tomorrow night. Brett Kinder's going to need to really step up. We got a lot of work to do over the break. But, you know, hopefully we'll find a way to itch one out. I think we beat them by maybe 4 or 6, something like that, both years in a row. So we'll probably be in for a tough battle. But I know they're playing phenomenally right now. So
I know you need to get to go, Steven. I'll let you go in a minute. But first I want to ask you about Austin Holloway. Of course, he started for you last year as a freshman. He was good last year, but, I mean, he looks leaps and bounds from where he was last year.
Yeah, his first 5 games were kind of a struggle early. And by a struggle, I mean a kid getting 10 points and 5 or 6
right.
assists, you know. So we've got to keep the context. Yeah, it's all relative. But here lately, he's kind of understood. And the thing is, he's not shooting too much or anything. I think his last two games coming into tonight, he was 19 for 24 or something like that. So for a point guard to be shooting at that clip, he's taking good shots. He's starting to lead the team. And I think the biggest thing for us is to get some of the fanciness out of his ball handling and just realize that, you know, great players always make the right play. And he's getting so much better. We switched some things with our press breaker tonight, and I thought he made some great decisions in the middle there.
Well, good win for you tonight over Bunker Hill, 48-42, and we'll see you tomorrow night, Steve.
All right, thanks.
All right, the head coach of the two-time defending tournament champion, Steve Morris, his Bulldogs will be in a position tomorrow night to possibly play for the crown again. Here's how the scenario is going to set up for tomorrow. The 4 o'clock game is of extreme importance for the championship outcome here. Bunker Hill is going to take on Mount Olive. If Bunker Hill wins the 4 o'clock game tomorrow, that will mean Staunton-Riverton, the winner, will be in the championship game. So the first game tomorrow and the last game tomorrow will decide the red pool and who will play for the championship. The green pool is a little simpler. Litchfield and Lincolnwood matched up tomorrow in the 7 o'clock game. Both teams are 2-0 in pool play. So the winner of the Litchfield-Lincolnwood game tomorrow will definitely play for the championship on Thursday night. So it'll be a fun day of basketball tomorrow here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Let's run down the action from today. It was a full day of basketball here on the second day of the Holiday Tournament. It started off with girls action earlier today in the middle school gym as Gillespie defeated Carlinville 44-39. Then Nokomis knocked off Roxana 46-23. So that sets up consolation games here. And for seventh place, Carlinville will take on Roxana tomorrow at noon here in the high school gym. Then at 1:30 tomorrow, it'll be Gillespie and Nokomis for fifth place also here in the high school gym. Now the championship side of the bracket on the girls' side, the title game is set. Staunton knocked off Greenfield today 58-36, and it was Litchfield defeating Bunker Hill 51-30. So your third place girls game will happen on Thursday at noon. That'll be Greenfield and Bunker Hill. And your championship game Thursday night, 6:30, live here on FM 106. It'll be Staunton taking on Litchfield for the girls' crown on Thursday night. And the boys game will follow at 8. That is TBD at this point.
We're going to put on our Spin-O-Matic watches, and we're just going to spin the dial and see which teams come up for the championship, Tim.
Absolutely. No better way to decide it. In boys action today, Litchfield started off the day with a 58-39 victory over Gillespie. Then Riverton beat Mount Olive 58-25, so Riverton 2-0. In pool play. Lincolnwood came back on Carlinville in the second half. That was a fabulous game. The Lancers came back with a 49-43 win, and in the game just completed, another outstanding game. Staunton 48-42 over Bunker Hill, and it sets up what should be a fun day of high school basketball tomorrow.
In spite of the fact that a lot of it's at stake for the tournament itself, for the final standings, that's just great matchups with Mount Olive, Bunker Hill, Carlinville, Gillespie, Litchfield, Lincolnwood, Staunton, Riverton. Gosh, if you were just going to pick four games and say, well, let's make four good games.
Yeah, that would be it.
This is it.
That's it.
This is great. So
that's all you can ask for on
absolutely.
The last day of the tournament.
Absolutely.
Hey, we got a big day, a lot more for you tomorrow besides the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament here. We will have live coverage at 5:30 right here on FM 106 and, of course, live coverage online as well at WSMIRadio.com. But tomorrow is an Illini football and basketball day, the rare college doubleheader for you as Illinois will take on Baylor in the Texas Bowl. That will be live at 4:30 on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. As soon as the Texas Bowl is done, we will ship you off to Iowa City as Illinois will be in Iowa for the Big Ten opener. That immediately follows the Texas Bowl. All the Illini action tomorrow on our sister station, 105.3 The Ox. And, of course, you can always find our broadcast schedule online at WSMI Radio.
And I shall have a plethora of scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports.
Absolutely. So for podcasts and live streams, remember, WSMIRadio.com is your destination. We want to thank Darren Deneve, of course, the athletic director, and Pat Drew, the principal here at Carlinville High School. They really know how to put on a tournament. They do a fabulous job every year in the 2010 installment of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament.
is no exception. We want to thank producer Tom Williams for giving the games on the air tonight. Of course, thanks to all of our wonderful basketball sponsors. Without them, these games are not possible. Another great night of high school basketball here from the Holiday Tournament. We're going to do it all again tomorrow. Our live coverage begins 5:30 tomorrow night here on the Sports Voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106. For Terry Tope, this is Tim Mize. We say so long from the Big House on West Main.
High school basketball on WSMI FM 106 has been brought to you in part by Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC in the community, PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville, Drew Ford and Gillespie serving the area since 1967, Greg Hines at Hines Furniture a block and a half west of the Carlinville Square, Area Diesel Service on University Street in Carlinville, the Cravagna Funeral Home in Gillespie and Bunnell, Sinbar Corporation of Carlinville, Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville, the Venti Shell Food Mart serving the WSMI listening area. Sloan Implement just off the Shipman Blacktop in Carlinville. Plaza Truck Service in Carlinville. Lewis and Clark Community College classes start January 18th. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent health care close to home. Denny's Restaurant in Litchfield. And by Quality Flooring, 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Quality you can stand on. These broadcasts have been a presentation of Tally Broadcasting Sports, brought to you through the facilities of WSMI FM 106.1, the sports voice of Mid-Illinois and America's high school sports leader.